Welcome, Kayla.
Thank you.
So what sort of art do you do?
Well, I make pattern-based work influenced by like 1970s like pattern design.
I remember these from last year. You were in last year?
Yeah, it's my second time now. It's exciting.
I'm a 70s child, so...
I wasn't even around for the 70s, unfortunately, but I'm absolutely obsessed with everything 70s.
Totally resonates for someone of my age. We had the lime green bench top in the kitchen and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. So, how do we describe in words? I know you've said 70s inspired, but kind of what does your... Tell us more so the people who haven't seen it yet can kind of understand.
So my work plays with a lot of colour relationships. So you often see like very vibrant colours. Some are usually like to use more harmonious, analogous colour palettes, like, you know, pink oranges to yellows.
Yeah.
But I've been kind of like pushing myself to do complementary, which is like opposite of the colour wheel.
Right.
It's a bit scary for me because I'm like, who the heck will want this in their house? Because I don't. Well, it's a bit intimidating for me, and that's why I want to do it.
Most of the artists I've talked to lately, they're all kind of all saying that there's the things that they think are going to be really popular, or the things that they really like, and other things they're not sure about, and what they think is no predictor to how the public's going to react to it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So you've got some of that in this year's exhibition?
Yeah, a lot of complimentary stuff will be at the Hatch. So this new stuff that I've been playing with, I'll have a couple pieces hanging up in Jane Galloway's gallery, Artist at Work, as well.
Okay.
Which will be more like my safer ones, my harmonious colour palettes.
The safe ones.
Yeah. Also about my work, it's like I like to push boundaries of how a painting would usually look like or how it should be made. I like to mix like a lot of digital and analog processes, just trying to, you know, just make something that doesn't always have to be objectively beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. And is there a three-dimensional quality to it?
Yeah, so...
Are we allowed to touch it?
No touching, please. A lot of people touch and I'm like, God!
because you really want to touch it when you see it.
A lot of people do. Yeah. They want to figure out how it's made and what it's made of. Mm,
that's exactly what was happening to me last year.
If you buy it, you can touch it.
That's the deal. Or maybe you could rent it out, but is that a thing? Actually, there probably is a thing somewhere.
I think there is a thing. Like, there's companies that rent it out, and or you can like rent out to buy.
Or you've got to dress. I know there's people who dress houses to sell them and things like that. Anyway, we're getting a little bit off track. So, you have a day job?
Yes, I work on cars for a living. I work up at Top Garage.
Okay.
Part time, yeah.
Okay, not like as a mechanic or.
I'm an auto electrician by trade. Yes.
Okay, not a lot of women in that industry. Historically, is that changing?
It's definitely changing. Yeah, there's more women in the trade now. But back when I first started, you know, it was mainly male-dominated. I've started about, like, 10 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So even in 10 years, you're seeing a bit of a change?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying, in my head, while we were talking, I'm trying to find a connection between being an auto electrician and your art, but I'm kind of a little bit struggling. Do you feel like there's one?
Well, when I left high school, it was either I follow my passion for art or be responsible and follow my interest for cars. At the time, I was like, oh, you know, cars is the smartest thing. But as the years went on, I kind of got sick of it and decided to change it up. But at least I still have, like, that to fall back on if, you know, everything crashes with my art.
But are you still doing that? The day job?
Yeah,
still doing
so I'd work 2 days a week.
Okay.
My partner, Asher, part owns it, so get a little bit of flexibility.
Nice. That works. So we're looking at these colourful 70s-inspired artworks. Where did that come from? Is that what you used to do back when you were at school? Was can you trace a line through that, or is it something completely new?
So I started an arts degree at WinTech a couple of years ago. I just finished last year.
Yeah.
And before I started that, I was painting pictures of people's cats, which is really funny to how I've like ended up. But you know,
I've seen cats and dogs or.
On my Instagram page or no?
I think I've interviewed someone about. I haven't interviewed you before, have I?
No.
I know that seems like a silly question, but I've interviewed like literally thousands of people over the last 10 years. So I sometimes I forget, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's all right.
And I'm sure I've talked to someone who did, they did pet portraits.
Mm.
Yeah. So is that kind of what you were doing? Was
I just liked like painting, and it was something that I was, you know, good at. So, and people would want to get their cats, like family. They want, oh, can you pet my cat? It's about to die. At a bit dwarf.
It's important. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. But then when you go to study, you explore all avenues. You have a play with like sculpture, different types of painting, drawing, different mediums. And I kind of just like fell into it. And then, you know, when you make one thing, you kind of just start branching off it, and then you just keep on. And then it kind of just develops into where I am at now.
Okay. Hmm. And do you always try to dress 70s style as well?
Oh, yeah. It's all part of the brand.
It is, you've got the branded colour scheme here with the bright colours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my house too, full of 70s furniture, bright colour walls. Well, trying to. I'm still painting it up, putting my little personal touch on it. But, you know, house renos take time.
I'm living in one. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
So aside from the 70s buzz, the 70s vibe, is what else is going on for you in terms of inspiration? Is there other stuff coming into it, or are you just excited about that at the moment?
Another thing is just exploring like different types of illusion, because I sort of started started looking into op art, which is short for optical art, and it's about like creating illusions through different ways, like pattern, color. So I've played in the past, like my paintings, like they will shift in color, or
yeah, I remember that. Actually, you had one last year. It was very trippy.
Yeah, if you walk around it.
Do you stand off to the side anonymously and watch people interacting?
Oh yeah, you get the mix, because like I feel like my stuff isn't for the faint-hearted people.
Oh, okay,
people who probably have you know, I don't know what to call it, but I've literally had a photographer come up to me and he goes, I really don't like your work. And I was like, okay. And he's like, no, I've got like a vision problem, so it really hurts me to look at it.
I was going
to
say, because as a photographer, there's so much you can do with it, because of you can, if you frame it right, you can sort of enhance the trippiness of it. So, I have a feeling I might have got my phone out last year and had a go at that, actually. I'm just trying to remember, because I would have been in there when Caleb was setting up. So. Yeah. Yeah, a bit more of a free run around.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I interrupted, sorry. Do you remember what you were going to say there?
No,
you
don't.
You were reacting
gone
to something? Okay. That's all right. So you, so it's your second year in the Hatch. What are your hopes for the future?
Well, since I've finished my degree, I really want to start making my practice official. You know, I want to do something with it. So I'm trying to put in the work to get myself out there. After Raglan Arts Weekend, I'm going to push myself to approach galleries, even though that's freaking scary as hell. But and just try and enter more exhibitions and
Okay. Hmm. Well, wish you all the best with that.
Thank you.
I know that sort of thing is scary, but you got to do it, eh? You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, why are there a picture of two goats in your Instagram feed?
They're not goats, they're alpacas.
Oh god, sorry. they've just been shorn.
Yeah,
so.
they just had their haircuts last week, so they look like ridiculous little noodles, but I love them so much.
So that's just, it's not really anything to do with the art. It's just
that's a reel. So there's like art stuff in there, and I just had to do the alpacas too, because they're just so funny.
Oh, look, okay, this reel with this is going to be trippy.
Yeah, so those are the pieces hanging up at Jane's, artist at work.
Yeah. I think I was doing this with my camera on my phone last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people, you got to, yeah, you definitely come to the Hatch. Do you know which part of the room you can, actually, it doesn't matter, people will find yours anyway. It'll look like bright 70s colours.
Yeah.
Same as Ben's, will be the only furniture there that'll be hard to miss.
I think I'll be positioned in the same place as last year, because the lighting for my work was spot on.
So that's at the back?
Yeah, well, in front of the stage.
In front of the stage, yeah. But facing the stage,
wasn't
it?
Because lighting's quite important with my work, so you get like the shadows casting, so it actually like has those illusions there. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Nice to chat to you, Kayla.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, and if people want to find you online to look at the work we've just been talking about?
@KaylaBacon_art on Instagram.
Okay, thanks very much.